Hello. Paycom Software, Inc. NYSE. PAYC. Q2 2023 Earnings Call August 1, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Paycom Software has reported second quarter 2023 revenue of approximately $401 million, which represents strong growth of 27% year-over-year. The company also announced that it had launched its global human capital management software in over 180 countries and in 15 languages and dialects. In addition, it revealed that it has expanded its HCM solutions to include self-service payroll for organizations with Canadian employees. The company now estimates its market share to be well below 5%. Paycom was recognized as one of America's greatest workplaces in 2023 by Newsweek. The company will now focus on its target market range to include organizations with greater than 10,000 employees. However, one challenge was the company's CRR sales group, which experienced a downturn, costing the company around $15 million to $20 million in bookings for the year. The key takeaways from this session are: the company plans to continue its international expansion, starting with Canada, and focusing on countries with a significant number of U.S.-based company employees. The company's global HCM product has been rolled out in more countries with the promise to expand to more later. The company has faced some challenges with transitioning their clients to the Beti product, but sees tremendous saving potential once users are fully migrated. The firm also plans to focus more on 10,000-plus employee range-type clients, however, anticipates no significant go-to-market changes due to this. The company has reassessed its stance on sales and marketing expenses, which has led to lower spend in this quarter as they saw diminishing returns. Finally, the company plans to stick to its tried and tested guidance-making strategies. The discussion was focused on Paycom sales growth, cash flow, and competitive positioning. The key takeaways are: Paycom sales capacity is expanding, with particular success in outside sales and potential for future expansion into Canada and other regions. The company reported some deals being larger than what was previously unsold at Paycom. The company's free cash flow margin and cash conversion were strong in Q2, exceeding the performance in the same period last year. Paycom noted a possible impact to its sales growth due to its focus on transitioning customers to its Beti product. The company is prioritizing the implementation of this product, as it believes it provides the highest value for customers. However, this focus might limit the sales team's bandwidth to sell other products. The company is set to launch Everyday, a new product that will have a per-employee, per-pay cycle pricing structure similar to other Paycom products. Paycom reported a stable competitive environment, with no significant shifts in competition with legacy players like ADP and Paychex. The discussion highlighted strong growth in outside sales, potentially driven by expanding the target market up to 10,000 employees. Challenges discussed included managing the balance between promoting the Beti product and limiting bandwidth for selling other products, and potential future fluctuations in the labor market impacting the demand for recruiting or talent products. The company also acknowledged that larger entities are beginning to show interest in their services, and maintaining focus on their core customer base may be a challenge.